This show was first broadcast on Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. For more information on our lineup of shows and the role we play in the media, visit freefm.org.nz.
Thank you for being with us on the Vedic Wisdom. I'd like to talk to you in a sense of commonality. I'm going to talk about the common cause. I'm going to talk about unity. We have a situation where society is divided and becoming divided into smaller and smaller and smaller groups or entities. And that breakup of society into these small pockets is so that we don't form any resistance to those things that we see as being inadequate or inappropriate. I mean, it used to be, in fact, many of the things that have changed in what we call the developed society were because of mass movements, women's right to vote, unions, control over a variety of resources, the establishment of national parks. The list is huge. Protection of the oceans, protection of the Antarctic. All of these things were mass endeavors where everybody stood up and said, it's got to be done like this if it's really going to work. And so we have a situation, nobody has any doubt, that the global governments of the planet have an agenda that is different than the agenda of the people. I mean, all you have to do is momentarily look at that and you'll see, yep, that's obviously true. Because the people don't want this or do want that, and the government doesn't listen and doesn't achieve it and don't care. They make a lot of external fluffing, but they don't actually mean it and they don't actually change the situation to satisfy the people, right? So government is supposed to be there to protect the people, to satisfy, see to their needs, and help them develop to their highest potential. Now, highest potential means you have to become spiritually aware. Not just a materialist, a spiritualist. Every single person. Because spiritual means getting above the karmic reaction, getting above the cycle of birth and death, getting above selfishness. And this subdivision of society, it is propagating selfishness more and more and more and more and more. Because there is no unity. It isn't that the mass of people are working at a common cause. It's that everybody's working to their own interest. And it forces you to work to your own interest. Because there's nobody else working on the same thing you are. And we see that even if we have a movement, put it that way, let's activists, Greenpeace, any of these types of organizations, there's always misconceptions and infightings within them because they can't even define the commonality. They are looking for it. Oh, this is bad for the environment. There, that's the common thread. This is bad for the sheep. This is bad for the people. This is bad for cats. This is bad for trees. And they try to make that the commonality. But it's all still limited. And everyone thinks, well, I think we should take care of the cats like this, or I think we should take care of them like that. So no unification can be developed. Because the mentality is all actually based on what I want and how I think the problem should be solved. So we see in society, it's becoming ineffectual. The government is useless. They're simply wasting money telling lies. That's the combination they practice under. Tell lies, waste money, deny responsibility. ABC. Very simple. The same thing's happening in the family unit. Argue, fight, separation, the kids will raise themselves, you get them on the weekends. Deny responsibility to develop the consciousness of the child that you created. So we see this misconception of everything, and it's universal. It doesn't matter if we're talking about the environment or the money situation or health situation or education situation or so many other different aspects of human experience. They're all broken apart and they're all broken into all these subdivisions that make a unity and a common cause and therefore a common result impossible. So where is the platform? Where is the commonality? What is the common cause? Well, the Vedic literature comes right to the front. Srila Prabhupada's done some excellent discourses on just this subject. And he's stating that, in essence, we come here with nothing, and we're a guest in this place. Well, who owns this place? The place is owned by he who created it. If I build a chair, it's my chair, thank you. The Lord created this material manifestation. It belongs to God. So the concept of in God we trust has to be based on scientific knowledge and understanding of God. And the basic platform of God realization, very basic platform, is the Supreme Being and the Creator, the cause of all causes. That means this manifestation doesn't belong to you and I. We are guests here, thank you. And it belongs to the Lord. Now, I've seen it recently. It's odd. I've seen this recently. There were some kids that came over to visit me, and the parent was saying, don't do that now. We're a guest in their house. You don't want to do that. We're not at home, so don't climb up there, or whatever the incident was. Well, do we have that attitude? You're a guest here. I'd like to remind you. You come here for some 50, 70 years, and you're a guest, and you leave, and the place stays. You all have friends or relatives or people you know that are dead and gone. The place is still here. It's all still rolling on. But they aren't a guest any longer. And the situation is such that if we don't come to the truthful understanding that we are guests in this place that belongs to God and we're supposed to use it to God's satisfaction, this is illusion. This is destructive. So we have that going on. The evil, deluded governments of the world are trying to take possession, trying to take ownership. They're claiming God's property, the planet, and they're telling you, buy it from me. You want water? You have to buy it from me. You want air? You have to pay a tax. You want to travel? Anything. You have to buy the fuel, buy the food, buy the electricity. You have to pay me, the governments, and the corporations. It doesn't belong to them. They're thieves. They are stealing the universal property of the Lord, which is intended to sustain everybody who's a guest, and they're charging for it. It's like going to a banquet. You've been invited by some very important person to come to a banquet. You come to the banquet and find that some guy is stopping all the cooks at the door of the kitchen, and he's charging the guests for their meals. Now, the person who invited you said, free dinner. But some crooks are standing at the door of the kitchen selling plates. This is our society. They do not know that the common cause is to go back home, back to Godhead, to become spiritually aware, spiritually realized, to come to the platform of being a guest in the house of the Lord and a servant. Subservient. He is the one who's a super wealthy dude who's invited you to dinner. You're in his mansion. You're sitting there eating on his china, silver plates, silverware, etc. You're getting the benefit of his opulence. You're not going to be telling him what to do. But there's crazy people. They're standing at the door of the kitchen selling plates. So if you follow those kind of people and you try to sell something off of your plate to the guy sitting next to you, you're a thief too. Stupid, little, but still in the category thief. So this mentality is poisoning the human experience. Everybody's becoming selfish. Everybody's going, well, if they're charging for plates at the door, what the heck? I might as well charge for this salad I have, or I didn't want my dessert, or... And the perversion, the selfishness, the misconception of ownership, the improper use of someone else's property has become the problem. And it's divided everyone, so there's no unity. There's no common cause. Because the common cause is broken apart, it becomes selfish cause. I want. I don't want to fall behind. I want money too. I don't want to eat that. Sell it. And everybody is trying to capitalize on nature and nature's resources to make some money to live removed from nature and pollute it. Now, the Vedic literature says the structure of society is inherent in the types of people that there are. We have a society that's trying to say all people are equal. Absolutely ridiculous. Everyone has equal rights, but we do not have equal qualities, characteristics, and potentials. There is the intellectual class. There is the administrative class. There is the mercantile class, and there is the laborer class. Now, the Vedic literature says you can analyze any civilization anywhere, and you will find those four divisions. By definition, by creation, they exist. So rather than deny that and try to produce something artificial, if we accept this four sectors of spiritual order and physical properties, we're able to balance the society where like-minded people can associate. The common cause is the same for all the different classes. The rights are the same for all the different classes. The duties are different so that they're harmonious. The person who designs the building is as happy with his role as the person who ends up being the janitor in the building. Everyone has their capacity, potential, their service, their potency, their given propensities and abilities, and they're employed from the idea of the building to keeping it maintained and sustaining. And this is true of society. This fighting governments, this society, fighting society, is because the governments have tried to say everybody's equal, we will run and control everything, you do as you're told, don't exhibit your normal, natural, individual propensities, we want you to practice sanism. So the democracy concept means that fools get elected. Not trained people of intellectual standard and administrative qualities. The plumber can become the prime minister. But what good is a plumber as a prime minister? He may have gotten the votes, he may have gotten this chair, he may be in position, but he's not trained. He's not trained to make everyone honest. He's not trained to make everyone selfless. He's not trained to make everyone God-conscious. He's not trained to represent the Lord because he's representing the controller and the creator of the resources we all are sharing. He's not trained. In the Vedic system, the intellectual class trains the highest level administrators to rule. And the administrators rule with the guidance of a legislator that are intellectuals. They're looking over what's best. How can we maintain, improve, sustain, encourage the citizens out of this selfishness? And it works. So the Lord has designed in these four classes. He has designed in all the resources required on the planet for all the people who are guests here. But we have people who are unqualified to lead, unqualified to administer, and they're destroying the planet. All the people are unhappy. The lying is rampant throughout society. The family unit is breaking down. Protection of the environment is breaking down. Complete inhumane treatment of the animals and all the other lower species as though they don't matter. Even the children. Abortion. Child abuse, child sacrifice, horrible things are happening because the common cause is lost to them. Now, every living entity has the potential to develop and exhibit their divine qualities. The divine qualities are inherent in all of us. How can I say that? Because the Vedic literature defines Bhagavad Gita. It defines that all the living entities are minute parts and parcels of the Lord and have the qualities and characteristics of the Lord. And the Lord is totally good and divine. So that is what our real nature is. but we're covered with these bodies and ill-trained to think we are the body. And to struggle for existence means fighting for the resources somebody's selling you. When this is not the intention. The Lord allows you to do, to experience, to desire, and to endeavor and achieve your desires in this material world. But we have such crazy psychopathic people at the top in the corporations and the governments and the education systems, especially in the media. And they're completely mistraining, misorganizing, misencouraging everything. There is no "in God we trust." God is denied. Satan worship all over the place now. Insanity. Cruelty. This is because the common cause is being denied. And the result is, if you don't follow the divine plan, you get far less than divine result. So everybody is going in their heart. They're going, it should be better than this. This isn't right. Why are these things going wrong? Why are all these things coming to a head, coming to a frustration? Why is everything fearful? Because the leaders are crazy, and they're miseducating you. They're doing their very best to make you think about things that don't matter, because the things that do matter, they're cheating at. They're lying and cheating and stealing and killing. Why is the largest industry on the planet weapons? I don't know anybody. They're saying everybody should give up their guns. Nobody should have a gun. Well, why are they making billions of them then? Where are they going? The governments own them. It isn't the people that own them. They're making ships and bombs and satellites and stuff that are all weapons. Cell phone towers are weapons. They're making all these devices to kill us as though we've done something wrong. And all we're trying to do is share the Lord's resources on a common ground, taking what we need and not more, and seeing to happiness and distribution and sustenance, so that we can develop our consciousness into God consciousness, love of God, spiritual awareness, a mutual respect, a mutual understanding, mutual faith in God. You can practice your religion in your way. The other man can practice in his way. But there's only one God. And you practice the understanding that all the gods are one. There are different names, different perspectives, different conceptions. But still, there's only one creator. There's only one father to the living entities. So just a simple, okay, I understand that. And all of humanity's religious wars are over. Tolerance becomes the standard. You worship like this, I worship like that. It's okay. You're still worshiping God. It's better than being a nutcase dancing around naked on stage, singing crazy words, and worshiping the Lord and sacrificing children and animals. That's insane. Not practicing your religion different than I practice mine. That's not insane. That's variety. So we have to wake up. The government, the society, the media is training humanity to destroy itself. It's breaking down unity to make individuals envious and hateful and afraid of each other, so that they will be less inclined to stand up to the powers that be that are raping the planet and trying to sell you your meal at the door of the kitchen. The governments, I don't care which one, pick one, they're liars. Whatever they say, it's actually the opposite. Whatever they say is good, it isn't. Whatever they say is bad, it's good. Everything is upside down. And the lying politicians worldwide, I'm not trying to poke any of this person or that person, to get into political office, you have to be a deceiver. You can't get in being honest. So the whole method of sustaining society is based on division and is based on differences and selfishness and fear. This is not the design of the human society. This is not the design of the Lord. The Lord has designed the beings in four types. If you don't analyze that and understand that and organize around that, there will be chaos. And we have it. The planet is absolutely coming apart. More and more disruption and fear by the day. And more weapons by the day. What's the second largest industry on the planet? Drugs. Legal or illegal, doesn't matter. Why? Because everybody is either sick or crazy or totally frustrated. So all of these drugs are trying to take care of those problems. But those problems are caused by the structure that the governments have put in place and the denial of our human rights, divine rights, and denial of our true position as sons and daughters of the Father. We live in a demonic-based government structure in this particular age. That's the situation now. They've quit talking about God. They're demonizing this type of Christian, this type of Muslim, this type of Buddhist. They're demonizing all the different ones and trying to pit them at each other like dog fights in a pit. They throw in a Christian and throw in a Buddhist and have a go. They throw in a Muslim and throw in a Hindu and have a go. They're not recognizing that there isn't any difference in their base teachings of all religions. It's to develop the good qualities of man, to become a servant of God, to develop love of God and see all beings like yourself, to live on a platform of need, not desire, to be free from the craziest things, to not to be intoxicated and unable to make honest decisions, to be truthful, straightforward, to learn how to speak your mind and to listen attentively, to give more than you take, to educate the children and care for them and love them and protect them. The same with the women, to care for them, love them, protect them. That's not being propagated in our society. They're trying to make women in business and run the companies and run the place, and the men are supposed to turn into wimps. Don't know, not sure, can't decide. You look at the television commercials, the woman's strutting around like she knows everything, and the man can't pick his nose correctly, can't find his wallet, can't get out of a car, can't answer a question, can't wash his own shirt. This is depicting the imbalance of society into your mind and perspective so that you'll think, oh, the woman's the one who knows everything. It doesn't matter if you're a woman or you're a man or you're a child. If you're realized, you should be listened to. And if you're not realized, step back, be quiet, learn. So our society is being driven by the wrong impulses, by the wrong perspectives, by a sense of division. But the reality is we need to have the common cause. One nation under God. One government under God. It's one creation. It belongs to one person. All of the rulers of the nations should be representatives of that one person. Representatives of God. This half of the planet, this corner of the planet is under this particular leader. And this leader is standing on the throne or at the podium as a representative of God. These are God's resources. We have so many needs. We have so many resources. We're going to combine them like this, such that it's sustainable, such that everyone gets what they need, such there's no depletion. There's no cruelty. There's no negligence. I'm not looking for me as a leader. I'm looking for the citizens. I'm looking for distribution of God's intended resources. Then the problems are gone. But this democracy is ruining it. And democracy is already dead. We have tyranny. You can't get these people out of government. You can't make them responsible. Some of these politicians do horrendous things, and you can't stop it. You can't make them go away. You can't make them even apologize, let alone step down. So this is not democracy. Democracy means they're looking out for the people, and the people are governing, deciding what is best. It doesn't matter if you know what's best. They won't listen to you. And now we have a society that's so dumbed down by fluoride, that is so dumbed down by a completely inadequate education system, that is so totally dumbed down and misinformed by the media, that the people aren't actually up with the play. The people don't have a clue what is really going on the planet and what is being intended and designed for their future. They don't know, they have no say, and they're simply victims of it, whatever it manifests as. And yet they think, because the televisions told them so, they live in a democracy and their vote matters. Nothing could be further from the truth. So if we're going to fix the system, if we're going to wake up, because everybody's talking about that now, oh, I'm waking up to what's going on, man. If we're going to wake up, we have to wake up to the fact we are guests here in God's creation, and our responsibility is to use the resources harmoniously for the satisfaction of the Lord. And we're to work cooperatively within the four divisions of the system that are already inherent in the design and consciousness of the various types of living beings here. We're not to live by cruelty, we're to live by kindness. We're not to live for money, we're to live for generosity. We're supposed to be clean, we're supposed to be honest, we're not supposed to be liars. We have to develop love of God and teach others how to love God. If we have children, we have to make them God-conscious children. If we're looking for the advancement of civilization, the child has to be greater than the father. And the next generation and the next, all better progressively. This is possible. This is necessary. This is the way it was intended. We are living in a time in history, a particularly unique, destructive time in history, where the crazies are taking over the planet. They have taken over the planet. They're illusioning the people into completely insane denial that they're in trouble. You know why they're making all the weapons? To use on us. There aren't that many leaders. Say there's 100,000 people at the top. They only need 110,000 bullets, because some people will miss when they shoot. But they have 45... There was an order. The government made an order for 45 million rounds. Well, they aren't going deer hunting. They aren't going duck shooting. They aren't going... They'd have trouble finding that many ants. They're out for the people. If we get rid of them, if they speak up, we can continue to rape the planet and abuse everything. We have to wake up to that, that the target of the crazies at the top is you and me. And this is not God's plan. This is illusion. Wake from the illusion. Find the common cause. It is inherent in everything. That is the only way we're going to become free and stable and continue on a sustainable method, developing love of God, and become one humanity again.
For more episodes, use the accessmedia.nz app for iOS and Android devices, or subscribe to this podcast via Spotify, iHeartRadio, or Apple Podcasts. This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.